I mean, I just choose bands that I love from my record collection, and then I try and book as many bands that are not playing other festivals, or try and get artists who haven't played in a while, or try and make it as unique as possible in that way. You know, when we did St. Vincent, people were saying, oh, it's not ready to headline, and she just put on an amazing show. And I think we did the same with Bat for Lashes this year, and I heard a new album, and I think it'll be like a really special show, and I know that she's going to put a lot into it. People get stuck in the same sort of headliners every year, and it gets a bit boring. We don't like to sort of regulate things too much, and, you know, we don't stop people from bringing their own booze in, handpick all the stalls. There's loads of surprise sets, so we ask all the artists to do surprise sets or get involved in creating the cinema and getting involved in the festival. So we have like all these pop-up stages in the forest and things like that. Anything to sort of just give people more than they expect.